there are a lot of women in the West who want to be men because they look around themselves and they see that being a man is the way to have respect. Women don't have respect. And so they do everything they can to try and be a man. They wear men's clothes. They watch a lot of football. They drink beer. They hunt. They drive pickup trucks. And there's nothing in and of itself that's bad about that. I think that's wonderful if that's what they want to do. But a lot of times, on the inside, they're denying who they essentially are. So they look at men and they go, okay, how can I be a man? Well, they can't actually be a man, but they're definitely not a woman because women have no respect. And so they think of themselves as this weird third gender almost. And that's detrimental if you deny who you essentially are. You spend all your time and all your energy working against yourself.
This seems like a good place for you to read the very opening of the book. If you could read that first paragraph.
Never acknowledge the fact that you're a girl and take pride when your guy friends say, you're one of the guys. Tell yourself, I am one of the guys, even though in the back of your mind a little voice says, but you've got girl parts.
And this really gets at what you're saying, that masculinity becomes a standard. And this book is not only about girls and women. There are also male characters. But regardless of the sex of the character, they're denying or struggling with accepting their feminine side.
Yeah. I was thinking in a broader sense that it's about self-acceptance in general. They're trying to find a place in the world where they can have self-respect or where they can connect with other people. Often the stories are about little moments, the small moments when we just have a small connection with someone or the small moments where we do small violences to each other.
Another theme seems to be this idea that work and societal roles matter more than who we are as individuals. So this idea that doing is more important than being.
Absolutely. That's a very strong idea that I grew up with, and I think it's very strong in the West, that we get our self-worth by what we accomplish, by what we can contribute. I know in my own life it took me a long time to get over that, you know, a lot of my self-worth wasn't just what I could accomplish. And it makes sense. I mean, your survival in the West depends on how much you work and how much how much fence you can fix and how much you can, you know, go out in the storm and take care of a cow that's calving. It's very, very intricately linked to each other.
You say it's taken a long time to overcome.
Yes.
That. How have you done that?
I think by first initially accepting the fact that I am female, and I can be proud of that. I am proud of that. I accept who I am now. And I think it helped coming to college, coming to the university. I started questioning things that I took for granted that I just assumed about life, and that really helped me to understand and have self-worth.
So, Tamara Lindsay, how has your family reacted to reading these stories inspired by growing up on a ranch? Because there's a real closeness to this ranch life. I mean, these are vignettes mm-hmm. from the Western life, from Wyoming and for the most part. And there is an affection, certainly, in them. But there's also a distance and also sort of, you know, that critical distance.
I think that's the story of my life is I'm ambivalent about my upbringing. I mean, I love it when I think about the Pryor Mountains and being out on a horse. It is so beautiful up there. I love it in so many ways, but also I hate it. I mean, there was so many challenges, certainly gender, but all kinds of other challenges as well. I mean, I was in between generations, so I was alone a lot. I didn't have a lot of friends, and I was intensely lonely. And so I am deeply ambivalent about the whole thing. And so I think my family has always known that I was ambivalent about it. You know, I do not romanticize the cowboy life.
You've talked about how college opened your eyes. Who's this book meant for? Who should read this?
It's easy to say everyone, but
that's good for sales.
That's good for sales. It's interesting. I did a Goodreads giveaway of the book, and I'm giving away 20 copies. And people signed up from across the world, you know, Mauritius, India, Indonesia, Great Britain, all kinds of places. I think the myth of the cowboy is infinitely attractive to everybody in the world. But there's other parts of the whole Western cowboy society that that hasn't been explored and hasn't been talked about very much. And so I think it's for people who are looking for the West today, what the legacy of that cowboy way of life is, women and men. And also there's some class and economic stuff going on. I mean, there are people who are really trying to make it, and they might see themselves in this book.
These gender issues that you explore in How to Be a Man, are these Western gender issues or are they more universal?
They're certainly Western, but they are more universal. Malcolm Gladwell has a great book. He talks about how herding societies have this masculine-dominated mindset. And there's a whole series of sort of characteristics that go along with this. And the West certainly is a herding society, has the legacy of a herding society. And it has all these characteristics he talks about. There are some great things about that legacy as well. I mean, we have some men who are very tough. We have women who are very tough. We had to be in order to be able to make it. But then again, it's got its dark side, which is that the individual, the personal, the emotional gets left behind.
Tamara Lindsay is the author of a new collection of short stories, How to Be a Man. Thanks so much for talking with me.
Thank you. It's been such an honor. Thank you, Micah.